Yesterday, six of our devotees from the ashram have taken to the saffron order. His Grace Keshavanand Prabhu, His Grace Satyapriya Prabhu, His Grace Lalit Madhav Prabhu, His Grace Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu, His Grace Janavanath Prabhu, and His Grace Prem Nivas Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purports, joining the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like declaring a war against Maya. So you can assume a very great war, just like the Kurukshetra war, Dharma Yudha, that was going on between the Pandavas and the Kauravas. Similarly, taking up Krishna conscious responsibilities in life is compared to the joining in that war. Just like you find the devotees who practice 16 rounds and gradually they join the full-time BTG and then come to ashram and shave up their head. Then after some point of time, they take saffron. It's like in a war, first you are a foot soldier, then you are given a horse, then you are given an elephant, then you are given a chariot. Then you become Atirathi, Maharathi. Yeah? So in this way, one takes bigger and bigger responsibilities in the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army of propagating the Nama Sankirtan, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. And this is true not only for brahmacharis, even for grihasthas. The boys who are in the college and they are just beginning to practice Krishna consciousness, many times you will see that in the in-between stage people waver off and they slip and fall down. Like you find somebody successfully has passed out of the college and still continues to be a devotee. That's really a miracle. Because many boys come up to even 16 rounds after the college, they're blooped, gone, and you don't see them anymore. But if somebody is gradually continuing, keeping in touch with devotees, it's like a great war against Maya. In this war, if you are careless, you'll be knocked off. Many people have, IVF must have preached to 25,000 people till now. Since the beginning of ISKCON Youth Forum. Now how many are left? If you see, there are about 1,000 devotees may be in touch with us, you can say. Where are all others gone? All are killed in the war. Many people. But there are some, you will see, who continue and then they join Nityanand Sabha. Just like boys join Gaurang Sabha, they join Nityanand Sabha. Then over a period of time, somebody may get married to a karmi woman, materialistic woman, and blooped, and you don't hear any more sound from the devotee. Gone. Where did he go? What happened to him? God knows. And absolutely no touch with devotees. He gets swayed away. Or some people, they marry initiated devotee girl. Husband is initiated, wife is initiated, still both of them bloop. Gone. So it doesn't mean just by marrying a devotee girl, one is very safe. So, that means people bloop at different stages, which means the Krishna consciousness is suddenly thwarted at different stages, either in the college itself, or some people go up to Nityanand Sabha, it's thwarted there, or it goes to married life, it is thwarted, it's finished there. But after marriage, some people don't give up the enthusiasm, still they take it up, I will not leave my war. They take it up and they become very serious. They join the counseling system, they eventually become counselors themselves, and they become department heads. And on behalf of the spiritual master, they take great responsibilities, husband and wife. And they prominently, visibly take responsibilities on behalf of spiritual master. You can see many devotees in our congregation like Rasavigra Prabhu, Shaitvir Prabhu, Vijayagopal Prabhu, Jayadev Prabhu, Krishnagopal Prabhu, and many other Matajis also. In fact, Pune has more Mataji leaders than even Prabhujis. Satyad Mahaji, Radhika Mataji, Jana Mataji, Rasalila Mataji, Saji Mataji, so many Matajis. So, this is a great war against Maya, either as a grihastha or as a brahmachari. One should take a considerable burden off the shoulder of the spiritual master in fighting this war against Maya. It is exactly like one is assisting a great Maharathi, as an elephant soldier or a horse soldier. And the more you take his burden off, then you are making his war more successful. You are making him more successful in the war. And Maya is not going to leave very easily. I was telling these devotees yesterday night when I was meeting them. Now that you have taken up saffron, immediately in the headlines of Kaliraj, there will be news there. 6 devotees at 4 Tarapur Road have taken to the burning fire of saffron order. Now they have become revitalized and enthused to fight the war even more vigorously. Danger, there will be a threat call given. Headlines of Kaliraj. So then the more you go higher, you also occupy a place in Maya's hit list. Just as the terrorists have their hit list, similarly Maya has her hit list also. So she will pose serious problems. Just like the Mahabharata war, you talk about Karna, Dronacharya, or Bhishma Pitama, Duryodhana, Dushasana, such people. Similarly, you also talk about Arjuna, Yudhishthir, the Pancha Pandavas. There are many others who fought, but only the prominent people are often spoken. Why? Because those people have a very great influence in the war. Like for example, Arjuna's role is very prominent. Bhima's role is prominent, Yudhishthir's role is prominent. Because these people, and the whole war, what direction will it take, it will depend on their roles. Similarly, the gurus and sannyasis in ISKCON are like that. So, and we are assisting them in this war against Maya. One should never give up this war and bloop in Krishna consciousness. As many people have blooped. In Bible, Jesus says, many are called, some are chosen. He says, some choose to be chosen. Because the free will is with the individual living being. Not that you are chosen randomly or with no rhyme or reason. We are chosen based on the choices that we make in our life. So as Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashin mamveti tattvatah. Out of thousands of people who live in this world, one endeavors for perfection. Out of those who endeavor for perfection, thousands of them, one knows me in truth, Krishna says. So these people are now, these 6 devotees have taken to the saffron order. It is not a joke to leave away one's mother, father, relatives, friends, job, all the things of the world and commit one's life to the spiritual master for lifelong, simply living at the feet of the Guru and assisting in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's a very laudable effort. After so much education, wealth and so much backup of material life to give it away. Of course, even the many of the white devotees have done that, but saffron is an even more open challenge to Maya, an open commitment that's publicly declared. Just like a boy girl may be loving, but marriage is something which is openly declared, isn't it? Similarly, this also, taking saffron is such a thing. So, in this war of Maya, when one goes to the war, one should be very careful to take the right weapons and wear the kavach. You have seen people wear the kavach when they go to war. If you wear the kavach, what will happen? No matter how many arrows the enemy sends, they will hit the kavach and the arrows will fall off. They can't do anything. So the kavach has to be strong. Just like in the modern times, people have the bulletproof jeeps. Politicians use it. Why? Because if somebody shoots them, the bullet cannot enter into the jeep. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a Narayan Kavach shield which was offered to Indra. And what is this Kavach? They would touch different parts of the body and chant different mantras. And once this Kavach is put, a person becomes practically impervious. Nothing can be done to him. Similarly, Vaishnavas also wear the Kavach. Like every morning we chant Keshavayanama, Narayanama, Madhavayanama, Govindayanama, Vishnuayanama, Sudhanayanama, Trikraman, Vamanayanama, Sridhanayanama, Shikishan, Padmana, Damodayanama. So by wearing this Kavach of the holy name in different parts of the body, these are all holy names. If invested with dhyan and shraddha, they protect a person's body, a person's mind, and a person's words. Everything is protected. It spiritualizes and keeps a person enthused in Krishna consciousness, at the same time protects him from Maya. Same way, the everyday chanting of the holy name of 16 rounds is actually a very, very great kavach, or a very great protector of the devotee. Those who take the saffron order and chant the holy names nicely, over a period of time they have practical experience that the holy name itself becomes like a fuel that increases the enthusiasm of the devotee more and more. all the passions in one's body are transformed into attachment to Krishna, attachment to Guru's instruction. All the vigor that one has in the body is utilized in chanting, dancing and propagating the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that kind of transformation is made possible only by the holy name. That's why the holy name is like the alchemy rasayan, which converts the iron into gold. So the body is like the iron. 99.9999% of the world is Naradhama, Prabhupada says. People who simply use their body for sense gratification in this world. But a devotee, by using the rasayan of holy name, by chanting the holy name, he completely transforms his body into a spiritual body. His mind, the spiritual mind, his words into spiritual words. In this way, a devotee, wearing the kavach of the holy name, joins the army very boldly, very courageously, and ready to face Maya's opposing forces. So Prabhupada is saying, taking to Krishna consciousness seriously with greater and greater commitment is like declaring a war against Maya. And we should be very careful and cautious in this. Because so many, even great sannyasis and gurus sometimes have fallen prey to Maya. Because the war is a very dangerous war. And we have no power to win over Maya. If you want to know the personification of Maya, you can see in Bengal they worship this Kali, bluish body, with her tongue outside, with all her, her neck decorated with all the skulls. These are all the dead people. She has killed so many of them and she is wearing the skull of all of them, carrying a khadga in her hand, with her tongue out, with her big eyes. She is carrying a trishul in her hand. Dun da 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 dun da 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 dun da 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 dun dun. She is doing tandav on the bodies of demons. So Maya is extremely powerful, extremely fearsome, frightening. But mamevye prapadyante maya me tantarantite. Krishna has said that if somebody takes shelter of Krishna, it is so easy to win Maya. Sometimes a boy goes to the neighbor's house and sometimes a quarrel happens between two children. And immediately the neighborhood child's mother comes out. Hey, who is this troubling my child? Immediately this boy will run away from there and hide behind his father's, right behind his father's shirt. So immediately the neighborhood lady will come. Where is your son? He troubled my son. Then the father, our mother and father pacifies them. You've seen that? We all experience. Similarly, we have done so many vicious activities in the world. Maya Devi is chasing us now. In so many lifetimes, we have done so many and she is bringing her kud to attack us, bringing her trishul to attack us. But fortunately, we have hidden behind the lotus feet of Krishna. So she cannot trace us out. Where is this fellow? So as long as one takes firm shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, even the past sinful reactions are burnt to ashes completely. All the sinful reactions are burnt to ashes. His sinful tendencies are counteracted by the chanting of the holy name. And the ignorance is uprooted completely. In this way, although we have a very bad track record from so many millions of lifetimes, by the mercy of spiritual master and Vaishnavas, we have achieved the grace of the holy name by repeatedly chanting which, with attention, with respect, with great faith, accepting this kavach over our soul and body. By accepting this very easily, we can discriminate between what is right, what is wrong, what is beneficial for me, what is harmful for me, what is to be done, what is not to be done. And with that discrimination, we can act in this world and successfully lead our entire life working on behalf of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru. And we can take our last breath very successfully, having spent our time in this world. So I would request all the devotees to shower the garland of your blessings upon these devotees so that they will be able to continue on with the same vigor and enthusiasm with which they have taken it up, and let their enthusiasm be long-standing enthusiasm and let it continue beyond death till they reach the lotus feet of Krishna in the spiritual world. After which there is no need of talking about Entu, because Entu is our eternal birthright, enthusiasm in the spiritual world. Only while in the material world one becomes afflicted by the disease of enjoying mentality. But when one goes back to Krishna's lotus feet, one is very safe and secure. One is submerged in the holy name constantly in the spiritual world. So let us offer our prayers to these devotees by loudly chanting Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.